Joining me now is Kurt Vanderbogart. He is on the board of the Oregon Coast Military Museum, and we're going to talk Festival of Trees now. Now, Kurt, I hadn't met you before, so are you one of the latest additions to the board?
I am one of the latest additions to the board, yes, sir.
I've been there. Air Force?
Actually, you know what? I've had 9 uncles and my dad in the military service, but I have not been in the military service.
Okay, so it was the other person who had done military service, and you had the family that
I had the family, yeah.
I know how that feeling is, goes. I had a lot of family members, too, but I didn't quite make it in there.
Yeah, I think I was a little bit too young, but for Vietnam, to be honest with you.
I was, too. I was post-Vietnam. I had been all scheduled to go in, and then some things happened to change my direction, and I missed the Air Force Academy. So I regret that to this day, but then again, you can't look back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Festival of Trees. Now, it's going to be different this year. Everybody's used to going to the FEC and hanging out and looking at the trees, seeing all the designers and bidding on trees and that. But it's not going to be that way because of our current condition.
Right. And we made a decision. The board made a decision to say, okay, do we want to have this or not? Well, it was like, yeah, let's try to do it. I mean, we've got this thing going on behind us, but let's try to do it. And we're actually, it's kind of different this year. It's an online auction site. And it's also, instead of the trees being in the event center, the trees are going to be in different shops around town. So we're going to have a map. We call it the tree trail map. And you'll be able to see a tree on both online, and you'll be able to see a tree in many of your favorite shops around town. So that's going to be pretty cool.
So what they can do is that when the time comes to bid, they'll already know what trees they want to look at or what trees they want to bid on.
Yeah, they can actually bid. It's kind of from the 14th until the 29th, they can go online and bid just like they were on eBay. It's a very specialized site just for this purpose. They're going to help us out with all kinds of things. And then there's going to be a live auction, and our friend Wayne is actually going to be one of the MCs. And that's going to be on the 28th of November at 5 o'clock, where we're going to auction off 6 of the live trees.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, it's early. We've got until the 14th when this starts, so we got a couple weeks yet. Are you still looking for sponsors, designers, and things like that for some of the trees?
Exactly. We're looking for volunteers, and we're looking for designers. I mean, we've had great designers in the past. We've had, people, the Kings, the Wagners, the Gildays, the Wobies, and we're seeking people like that. Some of the designs that we've had in the last couple of years, the Festival of Trees, have been outstanding. And I don't know about you, George, but I look at a tree and I go, that's great. And then I look at the other one. Oh, I want that one too. I can't make up my mind on who has the best tree because they're all absolutely amazing.
I noticed that last year. Unfortunately or fortunately, the best trees were slightly out of my price range when they finally went. So I ended up with a lesser expensive one, but still it worked,
Yes.
So that's the idea is to raise this money. Now, this is a pretty big fundraiser for you guys.
This is the biggest fundraiser we have. And it's really for, believe it or not, it's for operating expenses. I mean, we have the same issues a lot of other businesses have. We have rent, we have leases, we have utilities to pay. And we always want to try to upgrade the museum as best as possible. We get a lot of people coming down, for instance, Highway 101 that are, new to the area, and they see the sign, and that's the biggest draw, believe it or not, for the museum. They see the sign, and they pull in the museum, and they spend an afternoon just going through the exhibits, and they always end up buying something from the store and everything, but that's what a lot of people do.
Now, do people have to sign up to be part of the live streaming? How does that work?
All the information, George, is going to be on the homepage of the website, and that's the OregonCoastMilitaryMuseum.com. And yes, when you go to the auction site, you can register. And by registering, you do your name and your email and your phone number and a credit card. However, if you're really interested in sponsoring or you're really interested in bidding, you can also write a check. You don't have to use a credit card.
That's pretty easy then.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy.
How many trees do you hope to have when it's all said and done?
We're going
to
have just over 50. And quite frankly, we actually had to order some additional ones a few days ago because we're starting to really, people are really interested in this, George. It's a really fun event. And we hope to bring the spirit that we had in the last couple of years into this kind of this new digital online world with the stores and the shops.
And then again, when will the map be ready for people to go visit?
Our big date is the 14th of November. So we should have the map published and we should have the pictures, 5 pictures in the auction site, so people can go to the auction site and see all the different trees and everything. So that's our big due date.
Now, will there be more trees than the ones you're auctioning off in businesses, or just the ones you're auctioning off will be in the businesses?
Yeah, the ones that we're auctioning auctioning off are going to be in the actual museum in most cases. Okay. So we've got like 6 trees in the museum. Now, if you want to sponsor a tree and you don't have room for it in your area of business or your shop or even your home, that can be brought into the museum also. So we have space for people that may want to get a tree, but they don't have the room right now.
Okay. And will you do the live streaming of the event at the museum? Is that where it'll be?
Exactly. The live stream is going to be from the museum. And actually, because the museum's got optical fiber there by our friends at by our local friends,
Hayek,
the results are going to be much quicker probably than a lot of places that you'd normally do your
And the video will probably be much better too.
Exactly, exactly.
Except so you'll have Wayne on camera. That'll be...
Yeah, we're going to have to... We've got another person coming in to work with Wayne.
To look good.
Yeah.
To help him look better.
Yeah. So we've got that figured out, I think.
Well, that's good. Kurt Vander Bogart on the board over at Oregon Coast Military Museum. You can go to OregonCoastMilitaryMuseum.com for more information. And if you want to sponsor a tree or design a tree, contact Oregon Coast Military Museum. They'll help you out.
That's right. Thanks, George.
Thank you, Kurt. Have a good day.
Bye.
Next, we'll find out the latest on the governor's latest press conference in regards to schools, specifically with Andy Griscoiak, Syosluh School Superintendent.